You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Well, good morning, everybody. Music of the Stars. The biggest star we all know is Old Saul, and boy, is he bright today. Some might say she. Where'd we be without him? Oh, I hate to think about it. I'm Lou Regani, your host on The Music of the Stars. We're approaching our second year over the Civic Media Radio Network. And it's an honor, a delight, and I'll be honest with you, I love doing this. And you, you're the best audience in town because you get it. Changing of seasons and all that stuff. It's bittersweet. It's summer that we're saying goodbye to. Not yet. That's in a week or so. All those pool parties, summer barbecues, huh? And now, September, a meaningful month. With a lot of quotes about this transitional time of ours. But the thing I've noticed through all the people over the decades who say, oh, fall is my favorite season, that's fine. Why are all the songs so sad? Off we go now to the music of the stars. Speaking of stars, Judy Garland. Live in television. Remember television?
You know, some of the most beautiful poetry ever written in America can be found in the lyrics of our popular songs. One of the most outstanding examples can be found in a song called Lost in the Stars. Maxwell Anderson's lyric attempts to explain the universe and its creation to a small child in the simplest of terms, and I think you'll find his words to be as inspired and as touching as I always have. Before Lord God made the sea and the land, he held all the stars in the palm of his hand, and they ran through his fingers like grains of sand, and one little star fell alone. Then the Lord God hunted through the wide night air for the little dark star. take special care so it wouldn't get lost again. Now a man don't mind if the stars grow dim and the clouds blow over and darken him. So long as the Lord God's watching over him, keeping track how it all goes on. But I've been walking through the night and day till my eyes get weary and my head turns gray. And sometimes it seems maybe God's gone away, forgetting the promise that we all heard him say. And we're lost out here in the stars, little stars, big stars, blowing through the night. And we're lost out here in the stars, little stars, big stars, blowing through the night. And we're out here in the
star in the midnight sky. Count every rose, every firefly. For that's how many times I miss you. Heaven knows I miss you. Count every leaf on a willow tree. Count every wave on a stormy sea.
Count every star, and darling, when you do, you'll know the times I have cried for you.
Every wave on
Hugo Winterhalter, the Incomparable Orchestra, the Music of the Stars. This is from Hollywood. Let me tell you, the orchestra is that of Billy Vaughn. You may have forgotten about Billy, but this will remind you. It's from a movie, a horror movie. I'll tell you more about it. Picture was Circus of Horrors. Yeah, I know. It charted at number 7 on Billboard. Nice tune. And Gary Mills had the hit.
When life doesn't seem worth the living, and you don't really care who you are, when you feel there's no one beside you, look for a star. When you know you're alone and so lonely, and your friends have traveled afar, there is someone waiting to guide you. Look for a star, for everyone has a lucky star that shines in the sky up above. If you wish on your lucky star, you're sure to find someone to love. A rich man, a poor man, a beggar, no matter whoever you are, there's a friend who's waiting to guide you. Look for a star.
Johnny Douglas and the Orchestra, British band, with Gary Mills, number 7 on Billboard that year, 1960. Back in 60, when most of the singers seemed to have hiccups. Dinah Shore, the Music of the Stars.
It was written in the stars. What was written in the stars? shall be. It was written in the skies that the heart and not the eye shall see. And so, whether it bring joy, whether it bring woe, it shall be done. Now, suddenly I know you are the one. Here, as in a daydream, by my side. Have your love or I'll never be free. And cloudy though the day be, crazy though I may be, what the stars foretold shall be.
Tony Martin movie right there called Cosbah. No, I've never seen it, and frankly, Tony Martin, not my kind of popular song singer. But I got to give him this. Still at age 100, he was, after losing his wife, Sid Charisse, I'm back on the Broadway circuit and nightclubs, and Doris Day is next. From 1953, that was Harold Arlen. From Cosbah.
The second star to the right shines in the night for you, to tell you that the dreams you plan really can come true. The second star to the right shines with a light that's rare. And if it's Neverland you need, its light will lead you there. Twinkle, I'll know where you are, gleaming in the skies above. Lead me to the one who loves me, and when you bring him my way, each time you say, goodnight. We'll thank the little star that shines the second to the right.
Pinocchio, when Walt Disney movies were. Sammy Fain did the music, and Sammy Kahn on lyrics, and Paul Weston and the orchestra, the music from Hollywood with Doris Day. Say, here's another one you may not have heard of him, from Taras Bulba, which is not a movie you expect a romantic tune from, but the Hi-Lo's, music from Milwaukee Style.
Star shines only by day, at no other time, just by day. The wishing star can only be seen when true lovers kiss, so they say. You're all
opened heaven's portal here on earth for this poor mortal.
You.
Gene Kelly, Debbie Reynolds, from Singing in the Rain.
Oh, Betty, the banjo, says it. You are my lucky star. I saw you from afar. Two lovely eyes at me, they were gleaming. Beaming, I was dumbstruck. You are my lucky charm. I'm lucky in your arms. You open heaven's portal. Our noise for this poor mortal. You. Oh, baby, my lucky star.
Strong. Who else? Nashua Herb Brown wrote that along with Arthur Freed. Nashua wrote Temptation, big hit for Perry Como. Stars and more stars and more stars.
Stars up above. Shine, shine, shine on my love. Stars, stars, stars up above. Bring back. Shine.
shine, shine, shine on my love. Stars, stars, stars up above, bring back my love to me.
When I'm feeling lonely and everything's blue, I look up at heaven and softly sing to you.
Stars, stars, stars up above, shine, shine, shine on my life. Stars, stars, stars up above, bring back my love to me.
Gordon Jenkins in the orchestra with the Andrews Sisters. The music of Debussy. This is Norman Luboff. Claude Debussy and Norman Luboff. You know, Norman is from Chicago, and I saw him live at the Parkside Theater in Kenosha, and they warned us, do not make recordings. I'm kind of sorry I didn't run a bootleg, I must tell you. What a concert that was, and a full house. Glenn Miller. Ray Eberle.
I recall the story, that night of love and glory, a night that left my heart romantic scars. We stood so near to heaven that I reached clear to heaven and gathered you a handful of stars. Sweet remembered hours, when love began to flower with moonlight through the trees like silver bars. And as reached across your shoulder and gathered you a handful of stars. I placed my fingertips upon your lips and stars fell in your eyes. Moonglow made a halo of your hair. Suddenly you looked at me and dreams began to rise. Oh, what things unspoken trembled in the air. Our hearts were madly beating, and then our lips were meeting, and Venus seemed to melt right into Mars. Then while we stood caressing, blue heaven sent a blessing, a shower of a handful of stars. A blessing, a shower of a handful of
Some of you recognize Jackie Gleason's orchestra with Artie Melvin. Who's Artie Melvin? A name you never heard of. Okay, maybe a couple of you. I didn't either until I did some research. Artie was a singer and put together the Artie Melvin Vocal Orchestra. Here's Barbra Streisand. Now, this is something from Funny Girl.
It must be a fox for the scare that I got. Such a gift. Well, I miss. The greatest star. I am by far. But no one knows it. Why they gone here before? Octave, octave. Hey, that kid is terrific. When I expose it, I can't see, so look at me. That I'm a natural Camille. As Camille, I just feel I've so much to offer. Hey, listen, kid, I know I'd be divine because I'm a natural force. Some ain't got it, not a lump. I'm a great big clump of talent left. Self-ended hair. Have you heard a story about the traveling salesman? A thousand jokes. It's the room for the show. A thousand faces carry it straight. When you're gifted, then you're gifted. Be long back. I got no act of grind. Hey, what are they doing? In all of the world, some fun, I'm the greatest star. Is the pimp with his eyes?
And the tickets for a new that Barrymore has put together. Instead of just kicking me, why don't they give me a lift? Ah, it must be a plot. Because they're dead like that. Such a gift. Well, I meant cause. The greatest star. I am by far, but no one knows it. Wait, they're gonna hear a voice, a silver flute. They'll cheer each tune. Ooh, wonderful, kid. Ooh, very good, terrific, terrific. Well, I expose it. Now, can't you see? So look at me. That I'm a natural Camille. Because I'm a natural author. Some ain't got it, not a lump. I'm a great big clump of talent. Now, bend in half. Did you hear the one about the nearsighted Indian? A thousand jokes. Stick around for them, folks. A thousand faces. I reiterate. You're gifted, then you're gifted. These are facts. I got no axe to grind. What are they mine? In all of the world so far, I'm the greatest star. It's the fifth with
staff. That was Mimi Hines doing the Barbara Streisand thing. Fanny Bryce. Frank Sinatra.
If the lady's naughty but proper, if the lady's chicer than chic, if her escorts must wear a topper, and each man's the man of the week, if she rides around in a brand new foreign car, the chances are the lady's a star. If the lady's utterly charming, if the lady's chummy with kings, if her whims are close to alarming, and it's known she's thrown a few things, if they've got a drink with her name in Chili's bar, chances are the lady's a star. If her smallest party is really expensive, kinds of expensive caviar. If the lady's someone with the same credentials, someone with the same essentials, someone who is worshipped from afar. She's a genuine, positive, totally marvelous, perfectly
Would you like to swing on a star, carry moonbeams home in a jar, and be better off than you are? Or would you rather be a mule? A mule is an animal with long, funny ears, kicks up at anything he hears.
His back is brawny, but his brain is weak. He's just plain stupid with a stubborn streak.
And by the way, if you hate to go to school, you may grow up to be a mule.
Or would you like to swing on a star, carry moonbeams home in a jar, and be better off than you are?
Or would you rather be a pig?
A pig is an animal with dirt on his face. His shoes are a terrible disgrace. He has no manners when he eats his food. He's fat and lazy and extremely rude.
But if you don't care a feather or a fig, you may grow up to be a pig.
Or would you like to swing on a star, carry moonbeams home in a jar, and be better off than you are?
Or would you rather be a fish?
A fish won't do anything but swim in a brook. He can't write his name or read a book. To fool the people is his only thought. And though he's slippery, he still gets caught.
But then if that sort of life is what you wish, you may grow up to be a fish. Kind of jumped up slippery fish, and all the monkeys aren't in the zoo.
Every day you meet quite a few,
so you see it's all up to you. You can be better than you are. You could be swinging on a star.
Oscar winner, Going My Way. Johnny Burke wrote that.
Would you like to swing on a star, carry moonbeams home in a jar, and be better off than you are? Or would you rather be a mule? A mule is an animal with long, funny ears, kicks up at anything he hears. His back is brawny, but his brain is weak. He's just plain stupid with a stubborn streak. And by the way, if you hate to go to school, you may grow up to be a mule. Oh, would you like to swing on a star and carry moonbeams home in a jar and be better off than you are? Or would you rather be a pig? A pig is an animal with dirt on his face. His shoes are a terrible disgrace. He's got no manners when he eats his food. He's coarse and lazy and extremely rude. But if you don't care a feather or a fig, you may grow up to be a pig. a fish. A fish won't do anything but swim in a brook. He can't write his name or read a book. To fool the people is his only thought. And though he's slippery, he still gets caught. But then if that sort of life is what you wish, you may grow up to be a fish. And all the monkeys are in the zoo. Every day you meet quite a few. So you see, it's all up to you. You could be better than you are. You could be swinging on a star.
Music of the Stars. Stick around till high noon, Central. Say, I got some stuff for you. Remember the 70s? Come on, admit it. Welcome back to 1975 when we come back from news. Those were kind of great times in their own way. They had Monty Python, Flying Circus. Oh, there's a whole lot more than that. Let's talk about it when we come back. We're on the Civic Media Radio Network, worldwide, civicmedia.us. The Music of the Stars returns.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.